Imagine, if you will, a hole. A hole from which two people emerge, judgmental and heckling. A hole in which all arts, movies, TV, books, are taken apart to see what they're wrong about. I've lost the thread of this one. It's the arts hole!
Hey!
Yeah, in case you can't tell, we're doing a Halloween episode again.
Happy Halloween! Happy Halloween. We've been watching The Twilight Zone.
We have been watching The Twilight Zone, yes. Yeah. I now can't stop talking like Rod Serling.
That was great.
It's a real problem.
Okay, so that Rod Serling impressionist is Luke Haynes.
Hello.
I am Bea Roberts. I'm a scriptwriter and a script doctor. With us, as always, we have Disco the Podcast Puppy.
We do.
Now, usually, like Rod Serling said, we take apart pieces of art, see if we can put them back together again, but we are doing a Halloween recommendations.
Yeah, we thought we had Halloween sewn up in a sort of pre-recording style, and then there's been about 9 Sundays in this month somehow.
So. Because I like to celebrate Halloween from August onwards.
That's what it is.
And also, this was going to be our book club episode where we talked about The Shining. However, I've been kidnapped and joined a cult in London, so I haven't had any time to read The Shining.
Yeah.
So we are going to do it, though.
Yeah, we'll do it at some point. If you've got a copy of The Shining, by all means read it, and we will get around to
it. Keep reading it. We will do a Shining book club. It's a really good book. We're going to compare it to the Kubrick movie. They're both really different, both really interesting pieces of art. We're going to be doing that at Christmas. But we thought we would kick off with some spooky contemporary movies.
Are you going to do every O sound in that style?
No.
No. Good.
Okay.
So recommendations, what we've been watching, things that we like, general Halloween housekeeping.
Yep.
So what do you got? What do you got?
Okay, well, I'm going to start off with one that was slightly divisive between you and I. So if you're wondering who's right, me. this is the movie called Men by Alex Garland. So this came out earlier this year.
Yeah.
It's a British folk horror, a very kind of low-budget British folk horror, starring Jessie Buckley as a woman named Harper and Rory Kinnear as all other parts, essentially.
And including his parts.
Indeed. So, do you want to do a brief synopsis of
Men? Yeah, so Men deals with a woman who has... we're doing that thing of, like, a female protagonist that survived a trauma and has moved to somewhere remote, which is a fairly
she's
stock,
on holiday.
Yeah, fairly stock horror trope. And then Kinnear is basically... All the men in the village look weirdly similar and are slightly creepy. They're all creepy and unpleasant in all the different ways that men are towards women in life, across the rainbow of misogyny. And that she begins to suspect that something is very weird about this village, that they're all kind of the same guy.
And there is something really weird about this village. It draws on British sort of folk legends like the Sheila na Gig and the Green Man. So if you're into kind of British folklore, it'll be right up your street. I absolutely loved it. You were slightly more lukewarm.
I feel it went too silly. It went too Graham Greenall for me.
I think this is the thing with the horror, is that it's a bit like, it's kind of easy to, if you imagine it's like a plane taking off, right? And we can all sort of get on board. It's easy to ratchet up. Oh, there's a weird thing. Oh, there's some tension. Oh, there's a mystery. Here's another bit of mystery. Here's another bit of mystery. But landing the plane and resolving all of the mysteries in a satisfying way that is sort of makes sense but is also really thrilling is so difficult.
Yeah, that is the hard part.
And that's the thing. I think with a lot of horror films, I feel like I just parachute off about two-thirds of the way because I'm like, no, this has gone stupid now.
Yeah, I think I hit that point.
That's what happened to you.
Yeah.
I didn't. I thought it was really intensely... fiercely intelligent and really moving and really shocking.
He was
at the
that
same
guy.
Time.
JD Cooper'd it. I jumped from the back door and
it just disappeared.
So long.
I think. But what we can agree with about is that there are some really fantastic set pieces.
Yeah.
Some really like. Tense.
Yeah, I like the setup. I like, again, to about two-thirds, I'm on board with this.
Yeah, it was genuinely quite frightening.
Yeah.
And I did think about it in the night, which is my Halloween test.
That's true, my
horror film test. If you wake up in the middle of the night and you start thinking about the creepy things, then the film has got to you properly.
Yeah.
So I highly, highly recommend it. Men by Alex Garland.
I highly recommend Men.
Well, I don't, but I do recommend the movie
kind of the
Men.
Do you want me to do one?
You do one.
So we've been watching, or we did watch about a year ago, I guess, Yellow Jackets.
So good.
Which is a TV series. We've got it on Now TV. I think it's
on Sky
in this country. But you'll find it if you know how to find TV. written by Ashley Lyle and Bart Nickerson. It's it does that True Detective thing where it's set in two time periods. It's set partially in the 90s and partially now. Starring in a bit of sort of clever casting, it's Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis and people that you remember from the 90s being, you know, teenagers in the 90s. It deals with a group of cheerleaders who are the titular Yellow Jackets, who are...
Not cheerleaders, Luke. They're a girls' football team.
You're right. I'm thinking of that thing that I was writing. either way, young teenage girls get in a plane crash in the woods and slowly go mad and start eating each other in
kind
a sort
of... Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, but with girls. Girl, there's no... Lady of the Flies? I don't know. Yeah.
So then obviously we see them as adults. The ones who survived.
Yeah, and we don't know what's gone on in between, but something weird, and it goes very pagan and odd. And
yeah, so there's a kind of symbol that has cropped up that we don't know the full answer to yet. That was part of whatever was happening with them in the woods that crops up now.
It feels
adults.
Almost like if Lost had a plot and an idea where it was going. But we've only done one series so far, so we're waiting for series two on that one. But it's very good. And shout out to Ella Purnell as well, who is the main character in the first series. Playing the younger girl, because she's not an actress you'd have heard of.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's very good in it.
They're really, really
good.
They're
all, it's universally good cast.
It's really smartly done, and it is properly twisty, hooky TV. Like, I remember that thing, we were watching it, and I was so tired, but I was like, well, now we have to watch the next episode, even though I'm really, really tired. Highly recommend. The next one I think we should talk about is a really interesting horror film. Again, is it 2020, 2021?
What's that?
Vivarium.
2019.
Oh, yeah. I just didn't come across it.
No, I think it got a limited release. It's actually an Irish production, which I didn't realise.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about Vivarium?
Vivarium, annoyingly, is one of those. It's better, I think, if you go in not knowing very much about it. So I'll just say, Irish production. It was filmed between Ireland and Belgium, written by Lorcan Finnegan and Garrett Shanley. Finnegan also directed. Starring Jesse Eisenberg and Imogen Poots as a young couple who are looking for a house. And it turns out you can't trust estate agents, which we all knew anyway. But they are taken to view a house and then abandoned there. And then somehow they're in an identical neighbourhood which has no way out of it. And things go increasingly mad from there. But again, I don't want to say too much on it because it's...
No, it is better if you don't know too much about it. But I think what's great is all of the things that we're recommending are horror that is really intelligently done, that is about something.
Yeah, it's not just, oh, there's a nutter with an axe, which is scary.
I mean, that can be fun. But all of these things are exploring themes, right? Really interesting themes. Like we said, men is all about kind of misogyny. Are you done with that one? I'll talk about the next one.
Yeah, let's leave that... Watch Vivarium.
Just trust
it's very
us
good.
And watch Vivarium. It's great. It's on Amazon, I think.
I'm not sure where we got it from, but it'll be around. Right
So another really brilliant piece of horror that has come out recently and is really exploring something that I don't think I've seen unpicked on screen very often is The Baby. So this is a TV series. It's kind of 30-minute limited series from Sister Pictures that came out on Sky. So if you've got Now TV, Sky, you can watch it. And what it is, it's a kind of comedy horror. It is starring Michelle Desuarte, who is a comedian, actually. And you can tell she's got this brilliant kind of comic underpinning. But it starts off quite funny and then becomes something a lot more involved and, like, surprisingly emotional. Like, before you know it, you're really, really swept up in the story. It's about a kind of haunted baby, a cursed baby. Essentially, she is in her late 30s. Everyone around her is kind of having kids. She's the holdout who's not interested remotely in having a kid. Then one day she turns up with a kid and she is insistent that this is not her baby. She doesn't know where it's come from. It's cursed. She doesn't want it, and everyone is treating her like she's got postpartum depression and that she just is in denial and she'll get used to it when she's had more sleep. It's a fantastic conceit that kind of really plays with you for a little while about what's true, what's real. And it's exploring childlessness or being child free as a woman and the choice of that and motherhood. And the way that she ends up resolving it is that she has to deal with her own issues with her own mother.
Right.
It's so brilliantly done. Yeah. And I just think as someone who is approaching my 40s slowly.
I've
still got a little bit of a run up, but very happily not having children. And you just never see it on screen.
No.
You barely ever see it, and you never unpick this kind of dark side of motherhood, you know. And as she's there with this cursed baby in these kind of brilliantly horror settings. Like there's a great set piece that is in like a children's play, like jamboree
like
place,
a soft play place.
It's all really brightly coloured. Kids are screaming. It's awful. Yeah. It's really intensely awful. And all the women have got this kind of glazed manic look. Like you'll get used to it. I didn't want mine, but we're fine now, aren't we? And I just think it explores this dark taboo, which is what if you did have a kid and you don't want to have the kid? You know, it's kind of like slightly Midwich Cuckoo's territory. It's brilliantly done.
Yeah, when I had a job delivering cash to cash machines, I had to go into a lot of arcades, like as in like amusement arcades. And God, like as an adult, like they're so exciting when you're a kid, and as an adult, it's just screaming and noise and whistles and bells and flashing lights. It's like, oh God, this is a bit much, you know? You know. And shout out to parents. Like my dad spent a lot of time stood in an arcade waiting for me to finish playing a video game. And I never felt closer to him. That's a real act of love as an adult, it turns out.
Brilliant. Yeah, so highly recommended. It's a debut writer, actually.
Oh, wow.
Sean Robbins Grace, who's done she's been a producer on a lot of things. She's got a really strong female writing team. The Baby, highly recommended.
Yeah. What else we got?
So we've done The Baby, we've done Men, Vivarium, we've done Yellow Jackets. So now we're just on to our bonus ones.
Bonus ones, okay. I mean, are we going to do things that we don't recommend as well, or are we not?
No, let's leave that. But one film that we ended up enjoying despite ourselves is M. Night Shyamalan's Old.
It's I mean, I think the real horror here is that M. Night Shyamalan's still getting work. If you haven't seen it, this is about a magic beach where if you go to the beach, you become old.
Oh no, you got old on the beach.
Yeah, the old beach. You go to become old. It's fucking
so
stupid,
but it's actually quite good.
Like, yeah, credit where it's due. It commits to its own premise and
takes it
seriously and does the best that it can with it. And again, this is probably what I was thinking about the Twilight Zone earlier as well. Aside from the fact we've been watching it, is that it's a Twilight Zone level premise. They've stretched out to a full movie as much as they can, and it's...
Yeah, absolutely. So a group of holidaymakers at a very exclusive resort all get ferried to this private beach as a special day trip treat.
Yeah.
But they all start going old.
They're also going old.
But I tell you what it does. It does keep belting along.
Yeah.
It does largely answer a lot of the questions that
you've
had.
Yeah, the answers are fucking dumb, but it is an answer at least.
And it does fully resolve it, and in an interesting way as well. So a surprising shout out to the movie Old.
That's old. Yes.
So I've just got one more bonus, and this is a movie that you didn't see, but I really, really enjoyed and will happily watch again because it is so good. It's called The Power. It came out in 2021. I don't know if it got slightly buried because there was also a novel that came out called The Power that was a smash hit.
Yes, the novel was women that become electric eels, basically.
Yeah. So in the novel The Power, which is also great, it was a really big hit, a few years ago.
Yeah.
Apparently being adapted into a big sweeping TV series, high budget, because it was such an enormous smash hit.
Everything's got to be 19 episodes these days, even when it's only a 90-minute.
I don't know if it's still going, but I mean, it would make a good movie, good TV series. Yes, that is about the women who find that they have this electric power, that they can electrocute men, which obviously completely then changes the power, the gender dynamic across the world. This movie needs a better title, but it is called The Power. It's from 2021. It is written and directed by Corina Faith, who also did this series that needs more attention called The Innocents on Netflix, that was an interesting kind of horror thriller. It is set during 1974, during the power strikes, when the electricity was being cut off all across the UK. We had like the 3-day week and things like that, because there was a Tory government and mass unemployment and all kinds of strikes and recessions
and
problems.
God, we don't have rolling blackouts and mass.
So it features a sort of trainee nurse, very young nurse, and she gets assigned during these blackouts to this old hospital that is in the middle of London that is being in the process of being refurbished. But there's sort of one wing where they're keeping the patients who are basically like coma patients in intensive care, and they have a generator just for those patients because they need to keep them all alive. And so she's in this on the night shift in this vast deserted hospital with rolling blackouts, trying to look after these comatose patients. It is a fantastically creepy setting.
Yeah.
It is just a beautifully done piece of suspense. It's kind of really unusual, kind of 1970s night hospital. I've not seen anything quite like it. And it captures you all the way to the end. It's just a brilliantly executed kind of classic horror movie. So I highly recommend The Power. Cool. You can get it on YouTube.
I was going to do a book recommendation, a recommendation with caveats, but I read The Shuddering by Anya Alborn, which doesn't really make much use of its own title and the mechanism of its title, but does a really good job as a sort of adrenal monster book.
Mm.
It's about a group of people who go on a skiing holiday out into the mountains, and there are monsters in the woods that are hunting them. But it's the first time, really since I was a kid, that I've read a book where it does that well enough that you go, oh, okay, this is quite scary as an adult, which is that's quite a trick to pull off. It does really well with like bad monsters that are quite scary are hunting people, and it's very well paced, it's very well done. It doesn't really resolve itself properly. It's a qualified recommendation, but I quite enjoyed that. I haven't read a book where like monsters are attacking people where it hasn't felt cliched for a long, long time. And I thought, actually, this is really well done. So that's The Shuddering. I also read Till We Become Monsters, which is by Amanda Headley, which I didn't like. It's a Wendigo horror, which I think is an unexploited genre or an undermined scene.
We're not doing 1289.
Okay, well, fine. Okay, then I didn't read that, and it may or may not be. Didn't read that, and I don't not recommend. I don't know. Wasn't very good.
Okay, so just a brief rundown again of our favourite horrors for recommendations. Yeah. Okay, so we have a TV series called The Baby, which you can find on Sky.
Baby, baby, baby!
Movie called Men, written and directed by Alex Garland, kind of British folk horror. Are you going to soundtrack all
of these? I don't know, what else have we got?
Okay, we've got Vivarium.
Yes, we do. It's very good.
a kind of suburban horror with Jesse Eisenberg and Imogen Poots. We have TV series Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, which is also good. I'm really, really painting myself into a corner on this one, haven't I?
Christina Ricci, Lord of the Flies, set in the 90s. Really, really good. We have The Power, which is about the power strikes and a young nurse navigating them in a hospital in 1974. And we have Old.
I'm not sure we're recommending Old, but it's yeah.
I'm recommending Old.
Yeah, you're afraid to go on the beach now, I know.
I know. Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween, everybody.
So, just some housekeeping to do. If you want to send us an email for some reason, maybe you've got suggestions, maybe you think we're brilliantly wrong about something, maybe you've got some erotic fan fiction.
I do not endorse this.
I do. arsellpodcast@gmail.com.
Uh-huh. If you want to send us very short erotic fan fiction in 280 characters or less on a platform now owned by a wanker, you can tweet us at ArtsHallPod.
That's right. You can also listen to bonus episodes. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/thearsehole.
Yeah.
We are going to update that really, really soon.
I was going to say, we're lagging a little bit behind because you're in London so much at the moment.
Yeah, I think we might have an episode explaining what cult I've joined and why I have had to pre-record all of these episodes.
Actually joined a cult, everybody.
You've
been looking for a job and then you found a job and heaven knows you're not present very much.
I'm in London now.
Yeah.
That's right. I think that's about everything. And we have a thing, if you would like to support the show, you think, this is some excellent content that's worth up to £3 or something.
Anything could happen.
Then you can click on our new feature, which is buy us a coffee.
Yes.
You want to just give us a tip.
Yeah. Other than that, I think... Well, I don't know what we're doing next month. Halloween's going to be over
now. We'll stop doing Halloween for a little bit. And if you have suggestions, requests, then please do get in touch with us. And we'll ignore them and do whatever we want.
Yeah, I mean, if we're not doing Halloween anymore, we might have to do Moonfall, which is... Oh, that's going to be good.